This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity here in the Big House. I'm Joe Mesiti, your host. You're always, I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. And the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I am laughing. You know, you should be in the studio. Well, I guess you could be if I turned everything on, right? The last few minutes in the studio, you know, the before the show starts, it is just like a nut house around here, right? So what happens, I forgot to turn one of the lights on. I shouldn't even be telling you this, right? Because then you'll know I'm a freaktoid. But I go to turn the lights on and realize, turn the cameras on. I realize I haven't turned the lights on yet. So then I have to go running around the studio, and I got bare feet. Don't tell my wife. Okay. I got bare feet. Nothing I can do about it. Not now, anyway. So then I go in... And a stupid plug for the light that I'm supposed to plug it. See, I'm going to sound like an idiot now. And I'm, you know, they tell me I shouldn't be telling this stuff. You know, I really should just go on smooth like nothing went wrong. Because, you know, nothing ever goes wrong for us, right? So anyhow, the stupid light cord is in the middle of the, I wonder who left that thing there. Seriously, who left that there? Why do you do that to me? So I stepped on the cord and, if you see my size, you'd understand that what happened was the cord now, the cord is now unusable. How's that? To say it a nice way. It's just simply unusable, that's all. Anyway, I am Joe Mesiti, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, thanks for tuning in tonight. I really, 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 really do appreciate it, the time that you're spending with me slash spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. We are live up on Facebook. For some odd reason, that other fun stuff ain't, you like that? It ain't working right. It is a bad technology day all the way around. It's the NSA, ain't it? trying to keep us from doing our job here. Anyway, again, as I said, always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I do appreciate when I get them during the show. I try to talk about them. I try to deal with them. Can't guarantee nothing, as they say, though. Seriously, I really can't. All right, let's get to it. Now, our mad black man from Baltimore is going to join us. After the first, well, I'm going to do the first hour without him. But we'll set him up. In this hour, we'll set him up. Because, not that he needs it. I don't mean in a bad way. But not that he actually needs it. Because when Corey Duncan gets going, he is on it. So, anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And thanks for hanging in there. So, on CNN, who, you know, they just love Hillary. What do they call it now? Is it Joe, the Clinton News Network? Pretty much what it is. So, the Clinton News Network has decided, or feels that, or is kind of spreading a rumor, that the black pastors, or the church that Trump is going to, going to speak at has somehow been paid. Let's hear what they have to say. Hold on. Let's see if I can get this one working, right? That'd be a miracle from above, wouldn't it?
Pastor Rogers, some African Americans are upset that you're having this event in support of Mr. Trump. For example, Joe Lowry wrote on your church's.
What black Americans are we talking about? You know, I love this thing where they say, you guys have all heard it. This is nothing new. There's no black Americans that are going to vote for Donald Trump. Not a one. He has not got the African American community at all. It's a fallacy. I'm thinking I can start counting them up on my hands here. I don't mean that only my two hands will take, but I'm just saying, I can start counting this. I'm telling you, you're wrong. There's a lot of black Americans that are on Donald Trump's side. You're gonna have one on tonight. And I know, you know, he doesn't count, right? He's a nut job, so he doesn't count. That's how you look at it. But you guys are so off. I hope this catches you by surprise.
The Facebook page, quote, Trump is a racist, misogynistic narcissist who has never and will never care about black people or any people of color or even poor white people. He only cares about himself and maybe his family. He's even indicated his desire to date his own daughter, which is a low blow, I admit. I don't know how much he's paying.
Well, if it's a low blow, then why say it? Why bring it across? Why talk about it? He's done, listen, first of all, he's done more for women.
Black people.
Shut up. He's done more for his women in his industry, or in their industry, whatever you want to call it. He's done more for women in that industry than any other developer. Go ahead, I'll let you think about it. Than any other developer in New York. He has promoted more women to high-paying, high-position jobs as architects of some of his largest projects. And I'm sorry, he hates women? The man, let's have a little color lesson here, okay? The man loves green. Isn't that obvious? He loves green. And he loves gold. And you don't get green or gold when you don't have a clue. You don't get green or gold when you don't have good people working for you. Okay? So to say he does it, I don't know. He's racist? I think you guys are brain dead. That's what I really think.
Or any people of color, or even poor white people. He only cares about himself and maybe his family. He's even indicated his desire to date his own daughter, which is a low blow.
Okay, we're going to deal more with this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more! Yeah, there you go.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, do be involved in the conversation, seriously. I don't care what you got going on. Be involved in the conversation. I'm telling you. You'll learn something. You know, maybe. Some of you will. Some of you won't. Some of you don't care to. I've been there before. Anyway, we're talking about Hillary Clinton. No, we weren't. I guess we are in some way. We're talking about how Donald Trump, they're accusing him, that North Carolina church he's going out to, they're trying to accuse him of paying the church, paying the parishioners to allow him to come in and speak. Because there's no way a black community is going to let a guy like Donald Trump show up and speak at his church, because He's so racist, and we're going to deal with that in a few minutes, but he's so racist. Why would you let him in a black church? And the pastor goes on to talk about how the, one idiot writer, Joe Lowry, says that Trump is a racist, misogynist, narcissist, who has never and will never care about black people or any people of color or even white people. The only one he cares about is his family. Now, you don't think that's hateful and wrong? You don't think that's a joke and that's terrible? Take a listen. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Hello, I admit. I don't know how much he's paying you or your church for your endorsement, but whatever it is equal to 30 pieces of silver. Pastor Rogers, how would you respond to that?
Well, I'll respond for that. Now, we're not looking for love. We're looking for a space to have our own ambition. We believe we could be a blessing to America. We have the largest penal system in the world, and most of African Americans. We black people, and we must point fingers ourselves, not Mr. Trump. We are the ones in the 70s and in the 60s that corrupt our communities. Husband leaving the wives leaving the husband. And that's a slogan by song.
Now, see, I could never say that. They would rip us up, right? I could never say that. And here's a black pastor with a large black church, and he's talking about these issues. Everybody should be talking about these issues. You need people from within the black church, don't you think?
By Ray Charles, hit the road, Jack, don't come in no more. And now we're suffering catastrophically because we follow some vague policies, and we're suffering today.
Mm-hmm. There were many comments on your Facebook page, Katrina, from people wondering if the Trump people paid you to hold this event. Can you clear that up for them?
There was absolutely no exchange of funds, no favors given. We actually reached out to Trump's North Carolina State Director, Earl Phillips, who even prior to him being a state director for Donald Trump, he was the Republican African-American engagement office here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so we had already established a relationship, and I assure you, there was no dollars exchanged, no favors given. This is any attempt like any other.
This is continual now. The Dems are doing this nonstop, continual flow, drip, whatever you want to call it, of this true propaganda. Don't you think? I mean, seriously.
Attempt during any electoral. They come and visit our churches every 2 and 4 years. And so we just open up our doors.
Ain't that the truth? These people, show up, the candidates, every 2 and 4 years. She's right. About how much they've done for you, how much they're going to do for you, what they're willing to do, how much they love you, and all that stupid stuff. And they don't mean it. When I grew up in the north end of Boston, it was always a kick to watch these guys come through. Every 2 to 4 years, she is so right. And they come through there like they get, I'll keep it clean. Like they care. They don't care. They care about your vote. That's all they care about. They care about, they care about your vote. All right. They care about, leading you believe that they actually have, they actually want to do something to help you live a better life. As we go through this first hour tonight, I'm going to pound on the fact that it is impossible, and not by the purest term of racism, that's not what I mean here, but it is impossible in any way, shape, manner, or form for Trump to be a racist. Right? Not a joke. There's a reality going on here. Look at who he employs. Look at how he treats people. And in a few minutes, Jesse Jackson, not for real, he's going to join us to talk about how much he loves Trump. Seriously. You know, this interweb thing makes the Democrats crazy. You know that. I always joke about the fact that the interweb is a place where you can try, you cannot scrub it totally clean. No matter what you put out there, no matter what's out there about you, at some point in time, it's going to rise again. And this is why they want control of it. Do you understand that? Do you understand? If they can get control of the Internet, if they can get the these third world nations or what have you, if they can get other groups to get control of the internet, start wiping their stuff out, start making it possible. You saw it recently with Google, how Google was able to push down and almost totally keep out Hillary scandals. But when you went to Bing, when you went to Yahoo, when you went to Alta Vista, you were able to find her stuff on the first and second pages. Google is working hard to keep that stuff out of the limelight, to keep it out of the way. And we all know it's wrong, dead wrong. Let's hear what the last few words from the pastor here.
And said for Mr. Trump that we could identify with certain things, and we thought that our agenda could definitely grab hold to presenting ourselves and our vision to him to endorse us as well.
All right.
So it was mutual. Tom.
So again, you're going to see this happening. I want you to pay attention to mainstream media. A few weeks ago, I told you guys to watch out for this, and it started happening more and more, where you had the surrogates for Clinton out there, and they were talking, and they were getting some traction with this. They were talking about the only people supporting Donald Trump were evolution deniers. Who's he pointing his finger to? Godly people, right? Most godly people do not believe in evolution. They believe in creation. They believe in, yes, the creator of the universe actually set things in motion, set this universe in motion. Well, we're a bunch of wackoids. Now, this didn't happen on one station. This didn't happen with one particular surrogate. I saw it on CNN. I saw it on Fox. I saw it on MSNBC. And they were using the same words. Right? And then what I saw happen, and I want you to pay attention. Please pay attention if you're listening to these channels. Ah, that means it's a commercial. And yes, I have to pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. They're going to tell you what else they were talking about. How they see you, average workers. How the Dems see you. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Yeah, put your boogie shoes on, right? Although this is not a blast from the past. I'm telling you what. I wish it was, you know, simpler times. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, listen, hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there as well. And we're talking about the racism of Donald J. Trump, the Trumpster, the Donald, whatever the heck you want to call him. I don't really care. Let's see. We've got Charlie from Indiana on the line. Charlie, thanks for calling in tonight.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good, sir. How you doing?
Doing okay. What do you need to know about Donald Trump?
What do you know about him that you think I don't? I mean, are you a never Trumpster, never Hillary, or an all-American? What's up with you?
Well, my opinion, sir, and this is my opinion, I think Donald Trump walks like a man, and I think he's got something between his legs that will take care of America. And, you know, Hillary, now she might have something between her legs, too, just like Michelle Obama. You know, I mean, they probably both dykes. You know, they probably got some kind of
Let's just try to keep it clean and on point here. Go ahead about Trump.
Well, Donald Trump, you know, I mean, he's definitely ivory soap, and you know, he's got America's best interest at heart. I believe there's a lot of crap that, and I guess the word crap's all right. There's a lot of stuff going on there, and we're all educated enough to know that anybody elected into president, that, you know, there's a secret panel behind that, you know, to help them to get there and probably help them to advise what, you know, what to do while they're in office, you know. But I think Donald Trump has enough intelligence, enough education when it comes to money and stuff like that with the United States that, you know, he says, hey, you know, all these illegals and stuff like that, that they don't need to be here, you know? Yes, it's good that you come here to the United States of America where it's milk and honey and God and Jesus wants you to be here. Let the little children, let the women, you know, let everybody that wants to live like Americans like we did growing up with cousins and grandmas and grandpas and mow the yard, you know, eat watermelon on the side, you know, and have fun on the front porch, you know, and play out in the yard. But, you know, Muslims and the way the world is going today, they want to bring other religions, other their beliefs from other countries over here, and they want to say, well, America's good, but we want to bring our beliefs over here.
But Donald Charlie,
says, well, you know,
Charlie, my family were Italian immigrants, and so when they came here, they waved the American flag. They wanted a better way of life. They taught me my Italian heritage, but they taught me that I was an American first. And that America was a great country. So you're not necessarily against them understanding their heritage. You just want them to come here and live an American life, correct?
I want every man, woman, and child to come to America and receive what the Lord Jesus Christ wants them to receive. He don't want nobody to go hungry. He don't want nobody to be sick. He wants everybody to have that right. To have that freedom of being blessed, you know, and without all the ugliness that the politics and other countries, the leaders of this country and other countries wants to portray, wants all of us to believe that cops are bad, that blacks is against white, whites against black, whites against this and that, you know, and it's not that. The government is trying to keep everybody at odds so we can have this racial problem. It's not nothing about race, you know, because I don't know about everyone, but there's a lot of families here in America that has a grandson or granddaughter or a nephew or niece or cousin or somebody that is half a mixture of different. I have two granddaughters and two grandsons that are half. Mexican. I have right. One niece that is half black. So I'm not racist. And Donald Trump is not racist.
And you know what's funny about it, Charlie, and I have a granddaughter that's half black too, but you know what's funny about this is I believe you sound like the kind of guy you wouldn't refer to them that way unless society kind of forces you to. They want you to designate what your grandchildren. I have a grandchild. I have a granddaughter, okay? And if other people say to me, oh, is she black? Is she half black? It's like, okay, yeah, I guess in your eyes she's half black. In my eyes, she's just my granddaughter. It's that simple.
Right.
Right?
Right. And that's what it is. And that's what Jesus is saying. That's what God's saying. It's that simple. Love is that simple.
It is. Hey, Charlie, I got to move on. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your input.
The bomb and all that shit, they're trying to say love is more than that simple.
Yeah.
They want to bring their crap over here and try to get us to say, you know, other than that. And it's not other than that. It's just what you just said. It's that simple.
Yep. Charlie, we gotta go. We gotta go. I gotta let you go. Hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your time. God bless. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Just remember, you gotta watch the language. I know anyway, for what it's worth. But they're shoving this and he's taking me in a different direction. I'm glad he called in because they're shoving these dividers, right? Isn't that a divider? I have a granddaughter. In my eyes, I'm not going to use a designated, the divider, because that divides her from the rest of my grandchildren, doesn't it? Because my other three grandchildren, I don't look old enough to have grandchildren, do I? But my other three grandchildren are what we would call white, Caucasian, excuse me. So I don't have to make an identifier. You force me. At times to make an identifier. I wouldn't do it. These are my grandchildren. Period. If the four of them were standing together, you'd be an idiot not to be able to tell one was darker than the rest. In my eyes, they are all the same. There's no difference. And we've turned those into dividers, as I like to call them. We've made them that way. And we need to stop doing that. And I know I can poke our buddy, Corey to talk about that in the second hour when he comes on. And Corey Duncan, for those of you who just joined us, he'll be up in the second hour. I lovingly refer to him as my mad black man from Baltimore. He is he's a great guy. He's got a passion for his people. He's got a passion for all people. But he really wants the black community to understand that the Dems have kept them in slavery. It's the Dems that have kept them down. The Dems have kept them oppressed. I know. It's the road I didn't want to go down. But anyway, back to whether Trump is a racist. And they're pushing these words on us. I talked to somebody about this today, about that wonderful word racist. You realize, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if somebody had called me a racist, I would have had to stop and go, whoa, what am I saying? What am I doing that's leading somebody to believe that I'm a racist? I can't have that. Not the way I believe. You know, and I will bet you that I'll get emails about some of the stuff Charlie said and the way he said it. Right? He's from Indiana, probably an uneducated area. And that's the guy, and you know who it'll come from? It'll come from the tolerant left. That's exactly who'll send that to me. It's those yo-hos on the left. Yes, sorry. It's the way I roll, as you guys say it. Right? And they're going to tell us, they're going to tell me what a piece of work that guy was. Right? Anybody going to disagree with me? So listen, we'll finish up before Corey comes on. You know, I love Jesse Jackson, right? Because without guys like, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and Jackson Lee, you know, Sheila Jackson Lee out of Texas, without Nancy Pelosi, without these people, I wouldn't have a job, right? I wouldn't have anything to talk about. So, you know, Jackson and Sharpton are the first to jump all over racism. And they've been pretty quiet for a reason. Because Jesse Jackson loves Donald Trump. And if Jesse Jackson loves you, baby, right, there ain't anything else. Here, take a listen.
I do want to express thanks to you, Donald Trump, for being with us tonight. We need your building skills.
Yeah. He said, Donald Trump, you heard it. I want to thank you, Donald Trump, for bringing this community back to life with your building skills. Anybody home? Anybody? Is a black man looking at that white racist piece of work? Oh, no, we got to finish up the next hour. I've got to release people. I have to release this, or we're all in trouble. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few short moments. Don't go far.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a thousand things you can do up there, including finding a station near you if you don't want to listen on your phone, listen on your computer, what have you, driving around the car. I know all the new cars, you know, smartphones, they all work. It's almost kind of useless there. But anyway, grab the station. If I'm not on the air in a station in your area, give me a call. Send me an email, right? joe@therealside.com. Let me know, and we will contact that station. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, before I continue on, I can see this is, I must have hit a hot button here. Anyway, we've got James out of Colorado on the line with us. James, thanks for calling tonight.
How you doing, Joe?
Good. How you doing, sir? I got to remind you, you could talk about anything you want to talk about. Just keep the profanity down, okay?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right. Well, first off, let me say, you know, I'm an Air Force veteran, Air Force.
Thank you for your service, and I mean that sincerely. Thank you for your service. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I served in Vietnam, and I served in Desert Storm. You know,
I'm the old guy you see walking around Walmart with the Vietnam veteran hat on.
I love it.
But, you know, from the topic that you got on your website, you know, is Trump a racist? No. No, he's not. You know, when I was in the Air Force, you know, we didn't see any color other than Air Force blue or green camouflage, you know. And that's the way I feel, you know. Mm-hmm. I am an American. The people I served with are Americans. You know, it doesn't matter what our color is. We're Americans.
I'm so glad you say that.
I'm sorry.
Seriously, I'm so glad you say that, because I always come back to it's not just a color thing. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what size you are. I don't care how wide you are, how thin you are. You know, we have forgotten that we're Americans first. We need to remember that.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for American soldiers, I wouldn't be here today, because my grandmother and my mother came from Italy. They were legal immigrants from Italy, but the American soldiers got them out. So thank God bless our military. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody talks about Trump's a racist. He's a xenophobe. Well, I disagree with that. You know, all he's saying is, you know, the Muslims, let's vet them. Let's vet them as best we can, you know, before we let them come in. And if they want to come into our country, and doesn't matter what their religion is, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, whatever, as long as they're willing to become Americans. And
mm-hmm.
to me, that is the key, Americans. Okay?
But I'm sure you sound like the kind of guy that would say, though, we need to vet, right, I don't care what religion you are, if you're coming in here from one of those countries, doesn't matter what you believe, you need to be vetted before you can be let in. Correct?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, okay. That's the road.
Up a little bit here.
All right, but that's the road it sounded like you were going down. That's what I was trying to say is I want to make sure people understand you're not saying we just need to vet Muslims. We need to vet all people coming into this country, especially from those war-torn areas, correct?
Exactly. That's where I was going to go next with the wall, okay? You know, they say, well, he's racist against Hispanics. BS. Okay?
Right.
You know, he wants to build a wall, and I agree with that. Now, you know, everybody's talking about, well, he wants to deport all the illegals. Well, no, he doesn't. You know, what he wants to do is, you know, you get a man and a woman coming in from Mexico or wherever. You know, they're illegal. They got a couple of kids, but they're trying their best to provide a better life for themselves and their family. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're not causing any trouble. You know, should they be deported? Probably not. But you get some of these guys that want to be in the gangs, they want to kill people, you know, yeah, get them out. And the people that are here illegally, you know, I'm not saying an automatic path to citizenship, but at least a direction to go. If that makes sense.
Yep. No, it can't be an open or free pass. My grandparents and parents and aunts and uncles came here from Italy. I've got an 80-year-old aunt that came here, truly came here on the boat and said, look, I know they're coming here for better. There are a lot of them that are coming here for a better life. But they need to do it the right way. You don't come here for a better life when you're hiding in the shadows, when you start off illegally, when you start off breaking the law. That's not coming here for a better life for you and your kids. And it's not a good example to show them that that's the way to do it, you know? So it's, listen, I appreciate your service. I appreciate your call. I got to move on here. And thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was James from Colorado. Hey, and he's right. We get so caught up. And don't let the left do this. Do not let the left do this. Yeah, I know. I'm getting irritated. Some of you who know me know how I get. Don't let the left do this to you. When they sit down and they say to you, now, you know, I don't care if you dislike Trump. I don't care if you're mad about the choices you have. But when you're sitting at a table with your friends or maybe your non-friends, whatever, and they say something along the lines of, he wants to deport all Mexicans. That's not what he wants to do. That is not what he's saying. He wants to, we are, you could say we're a country of laws, we're not a country of laws or whatever. We still have rules to follow. We cannot have open borders. We cannot handle open borders. It will not work for this country. This country didn't become great because we had open borders. Didn't work that way. This country became great mostly. You know, some of you say, hey, we're a country of immigrants. You are so right. We are a country of immigrants. We are a country of immigrants, people who came here from other countries that wanted to contribute to a better country, that wanted to make us better and stronger. Are you listening? When they came here, they didn't come here with the goal. My grandparents didn't come here with the goal of making sure that everybody ate pasta and everybody spoke Italian and everybody, you know, became a fascist. What were they running away from? They came here because they wanted a better life for their kids. They came here because they knew. They knew. They truly. Remember the old term? America was the land. And notice I said old. America is the land of opportunity. That's what they used to say all the time. They came here because America was the land of opportunity. I remember the Italian people, the young Italian kids and the families that would come in, truly just got in off the boat that weekend, and you'd start to meet them around the neighborhood and what have you, and every one of them talked about how much they loved America, how long they saved, how long they scrimped, how long it took them to get here. Now, I'm not saying the Italians are the best people on the planet. I know my mother will slap me for not saying that, but what I'm saying to you is the Italians that I knew, the Italians that I grew up around with, the people that came in, did they all come in here legally? Probably not. I'm not an idiot. I'm sure some of them came in here illegally. Right? But it's like today, when they get here, when they want a better life for their kids, maybe they came here the wrong way. Then do what you can to make it all okay. Do what you can to make it legal. Do what you can to make it better again. Because it's just it's nuts for you to ignore it. I'm trying to figure out whether I want to finish this up now or wait till after the break at the top of the hour. Because my buddy Jesse, he's got a lot to say still. And, you know, if you guys didn't catch that, you know, Jesse Jackson, just loving the Trumpster. Maybe I need it because I don't know how long it is. Maybe I need to play it the next time around. But, you know, again, if you've got Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton on your side, if those are the guys that are, maybe Jesse's not the best guy in the world for me to hold it up to. But really, when you think about these people, when you think about what they stand for in the black community, what they did stand for, what they continue to stand for in the black community, I don't know how you just push that aside like it doesn't mean anything. Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't like the man. I'm not a big fan of Jackson. I think if you look at his life, you look at what he's done to the black community, it's wrong. But to sit here and try to tie Trump into all of this and make it look like Trump, who's given, oh, God, hundreds of jobs, maybe even thousands of jobs. I don't know. I can only talk from what I've read about him or about them from people. I've never had any up close dealings with Mr. Sharpton or Jackson. Yeah, that's not good. Right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. The next hour, and I think I'll hit it at the top of the hour, we'll replay that Jackson piece. I want you to hear it before I bring on Corey Duncan. Actually, I want Corey to hear it because I want Corey to go through the roof with this. Corey's our mad black man from Baltimore, and Corey has opened my eyes to a lot of things in the time he's been on the show. You're going to hear right from him. And you're going to hear from him. You know what? I wish he would tell the story again about his mom. I wish he would tell the story again about how they grew up in the Baltimore, New York and Baltimore area, right? And then his mother wouldn't let them fail. Think about that. His mother wouldn't let them fail. And him and his brother made something of themselves. Why? Because his mother wouldn't let them fail. She went on to become a judge. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back at the top of the hour, we'll start it over. It's only a couple of minutes. But we got Jesse Jackson at more than one event, at more than one venue, telling us how Donald Trump is not a racist. He loves the black community. Maybe he evolved. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.